Do you guys remember what we were talking about in our vision series? Church, what is community in a biblical context? What are all these things, right? So Mark shared about the book of Acts, how that church was with the breaking of bread fellowship. There was praying in the temple, and they were in the teaching, apostles' teachings, right? So today's message is called Building Bridges. Turn to your neighbor and say, build a bridge. Not build a bear, build a bridge. Build a bridge. Building bridges, okay? So if you have your notes, I recommend you take some. Just because you'll remember. That's how I remember a lot of things. So this is our second part. We're building bridges. What we're going to be talking about is, like, we talked about what community is, what family is, what church is. Who remembers what church is? Church is just simply family. It's simply when we do life one another. It's simply when we pursue God with one another. Amen? So we all have a part, and we all have a part because of his blood. We all have access to this family because of not what I did, but because of what Christ did, right? And in a family, guess what? There's no chillers. There's no lazy people. Everybody has a part in a family, right? You don't have, like, a father has father roles, a son has son roles, a sister has sister roles, right? Everybody has a part to play in this family. We're not just people sitting on chairs and, like, that's my part. I just sit on a chair. No, we all have a part to be a brother. We all have a part to be a sister. We all have a part to be children of God. Amen? So the kingdom looks like family. So question is, we're talking about all this church, like, we want to be the church, we want to do this and this. Question is, how do we build the church? If we're talking about, like, we want to be family, how do you even build family, right? If we define church as a group of people, then the way of building it would be to build family, which is building relationship through the love of Christ. Amen? So if a church is, if a family is what we're building, what does a family consist of? People, right? So what do? We build people. And by building people, we build family. Okay? We're going to get into this a little bit. Are you ready? Wow, so much readiness. Hebrews 13 says, I'm just going to paraphrase it real quick. Exhort one another every day as long as it's called today. What's today called? Today. What does it say to do every day? If it's today, what do? Exhort, which is another word for edifying, which is another word for encouraging, which is another word for building each other up in words and actions. Amen? Amen? So we build relationship from the context of what Christ did for us, right? Because it's really hard sometimes to encourage someone when we're not encouraged ourselves, right? It's really hard to say kind things when we don't know who's been kind to us, right? It's really hard to love people when we don't have that love. But Jesus made a way for that love, amen? So Why am I talking about this? Everybody's messed up in a way, certain way, right? Guess what's not messed up? Your new creation's not messed up. Your sinful nature is jacked up. It wants to do this, this, and this, hate on people, backstab, get violent, all of this, yell at your mom, everything, right? That's your old self. That is your old nature. But we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:16. This is what it says. Ready for this? From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to what? The flesh, which is your sinful nature. Isn't that crazy? That's what the Bible says. Do not regard. What does that mean? Don't look at someone as unto the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Next verse. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, all things, behold, the new has come. All things have been made new. What does this mean? I treat others according to their new nature, according to them being a new creation. That means when someone's messing up and lying like there's a guy, you know, or some exaggerators or whatever, someone stole some money from your wallet. Let's say that, you know? And they're a believer. Do believers steal sometimes? Yeah, they do. Come on, come on. Human, you guys got a flesh. So what? The way I would look at that situation is like, wow, that person is not being their true self, which is Christ in them. That's their true self. So when I go up to that person to rebuke them, and rebuke doesn't mean you yell at them or anything, but rebuke can look like simply, bro, like, you're so much better than that. That's not who you are, right? His new creation is not a thief. His new creation is a giver, right? Is one who earns his wages. The same thing with a gossiper, right? Hey, like, you're talking about people like, that's not who you are. You encourage people. And we speak to their new creation. We don't have to medicate the flesh. So many times we try to medicate the flesh. Oh, you flesh, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to do this and this. Like, you know what you're supposed to do with the flesh? Regard it as dead. Like, put it aside. You work on what's new. Your flesh is so broken, it's never going to get, like, better. It's so broken, it's like, you can't restore it. But this is what Jesus did for us. When he died, he gave you a new thing. He made you a new person. You don't have to figure out and fix your old person. You throw that aside and you're a new person now. And that's how we treat each other, amen? Okay. Well, we're laying a foundation right now. So we need to see people with their new nature. So if they mess up, we can build them up in their true identity, which is Christ in them. Amen? Cool. Next thing. How do we build healthy and right relationships? For example, to have friends and you're like, you know, some people are like, man, I don't really have any friends. Ask yourself, are you being friendly to people? It's true. Like, bro, I don't have any friends. I'm like, have you tried to be friendly to people? Because friends are friendly, right? You can't be friendly without the word friend in it, right? So you might say, I don't really have a desire to build relationships, you know? Like, I've met people like, bro, I just can't stand people. They annoy me. People have said that. How do I love people if they annoy me? How do I love people if they get at my skin and they're just, ugh, like that's, you know, frustrated people. To give love, you must receive love. To be patient, you must understand how patient God is with you. Right? So a lot of times, if you're having a relationship issue towards others, It's not showing that you have an issue with others. It might be an issue that you have with God. Maybe a revelation that you don't have with God, right? If you have a hard time loving people, maybe you don't fully understand how much God loves you. Because if you understand how much, have you ever gotten hit with God's love so much, like filled with God's love? You're like, there's a stranger, I love them, I don't care, right? I've been at places where I like encounter God's love so radically that like I was hugging everyone. I loved everyone. I was like crying and everything. Like when you get filled with love, that's what comes out. Right? So if we have a problem of stand, like I can't stand this person. Like check your Jesus time. We're going to call it Jesus time. Check how is your relationship with God at that point. Are you being distant with him? Are you receiving what he wants you to receive? See, God meant everything to be done through him, right? Or no? Everything you do, you should do through God. Yeah? You know that verse where it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? People just slapped that on the bumper sticker of their car. They're like, that means I can do anything and God's going to give me strength for it. That's how people interpret it. They're like, I'm working out, bro. I can do it because I got Christ. That's how people view it. But notice, can we pull it up? Philippians 4:13 real quick. You don't have it? All good. It says, I can do all things through Christ. What does that mean? I have the ability to, I have the opportunity that whatever I do in my life, I can do through Christ. Does that make sense? It's a different perspective. That means whatever I'm doing, I can do through Christ. I can do with Jesus. Does that mean I can read with Jesus? Absolutely. Does that mean I can paint with Jesus? Absolutely. Like, we're doing it through him is doing it with an awareness of him. Amen? Like, when you do something with someone, you're aware that they're there. You're aware of their presence. It's the same thing. When we do things, it says, I have the ability to do all things through Christ who gives me strength. See, when we do things through ourselves, guess what? Our strength is limited. But when we do things through Christ, our strength is his strength. Amen? It says, from him, to him, through him, right? We came from him. We're going to go back to him. So we do everything through him. Amen? And if I want to be a good brother, Yulia says amen. If I want to be a good brother, if Yulia wants to be a good sister, if Cody wants to be a good friend, the best way is through our relationship with Jesus. The better your relationship with Jesus is, usually you're going to treat people the way, like, he's going to give you the grace to treat people because you have an understanding of what he did for you. So if you're having a relationship issue with your neighbor, check your relationship with God. He is the one who teaches us these things. Who's going to teach you to be a good brother if you don't have one yourself? True? But Jesus is our older brother. Did you know that? Who's going to teach you to be a good father if you never had one? God is our heavenly father. Amen? So Jesus teaches these things. He sent the Holy Spirit to teach you. Hey, like, I'm not just going to give you words and commandments. I'm going to give you the very Spirit that was in me so he can do the thing through you. That's how we do things through Christ, is through the Holy Spirit. Cool? For me to see others for who they are, it requires me to see myself for who I am. Yeah? If I want to see someone rightly, like if I'm judging someone, maybe, yeah. Oh man, someone opened something, right? If I'm judging someone, I should be looking them from the view I look at myself in Christ. If I'm looking at someone and I'm not seeing them for who they are, most likely I'm not seeing myself for who I am. Does that make sense? To see myself as God sees me. So we're just going to break it down right now. I'm going to try to make it really practical. So are we building bridges? Are we burning bridges? Or are we building walls? Three things in relationships that you can do. I have a cute little drawing up there. You got it, brother. Boom. I didn't draw that. Google helped me. Okay. So are we building bridges? Are we building walls or are we burning bridges? This is a cool lady with some purple hair. I don't know, with the flamethrower. You guys can, it's all good. Okay? Yo, fire does a lot of things, okay? So my question is, in your life, are you building bridges? Are you burning bridges or are you building walls? Most likely you're doing one of these things if you're in relationship with people, right? Nah, bro, I'm just chilling. No, you're building or destroying or building walls. Amen? So check this out. We're going to talk about building relationships is a lot like building bridges. It is. Building relationships is a lot like building bridges, right? So we're going to talk about a few things here. What is a bridge? A bridge is a connection from one place to another. Right? So when we're building a relationship, we're building a connection, right? So we can access who they are and they access who I am. They know what my interests are and I know what their interests are, right? And we're building, a bridge is something you walk across. If you don't have a bridge, you don't have a relationship with someone. Because you don't have access to them, right? Relationship means we have access to one another. Family means we have access to one another's lives. We're connected. Our lives are not connected. It's not just like Billy Joe sitting here, dude, I have my own life. And then Bobby John sitting here, I have my own life. It's their lives intermingle and they're doing life together. That's a relationship, amen? So bridges is a connection from one place to another. Bridges are made of what? Different things, right? Some bridges are made out of metal, some of stone, some of wood. Some are stronger, some are weaker. Yeah? This is the same thing with relationships. What are you building your relationship out of? Wood, stone, or metal? They're iron. Wow, you're over the top, right? So it actually does matter. Have you noticed some relationships are kind of surface level, something happens and it just breaks? Why? Because the material we built it out of did not withhold the storm or the fire, the conflict that came, right? So when we build relationship, what is the strongest thing we can build it off of? Really Christian answer, come on. Jesus. No, like literally though. When we have the connection, like that spiritual connection with one another. Oh, Jesus is your Lord and Savior. Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Oh, you have access by his blood. I have access by his blood. Guess what? That is the most firm thing you can build your relationship out of. We're brothers and sisters through Christ. You're a new creation. I'm a new creation. So when conflict comes, we're not like, oh, I'm ditching. No, like you, when you're in a family, there's no ditching. There's like, you work out the problem, right? What is other stuff? Speed dating. Have you guys ever heard of speed dating?
Yeah, that's so stupid.
I don't know. I don't know who came up with it. Speed dating. You sit in a chair, the other person sits in a chair. You're trying to make a connection, you start building a bridge. What do you like? Do you like puppies? Do you like this? Do you like that? Yeah. All that stuff, right? And you're like, oh, there's something interest. And then they say some conflict. And boom, your bridge burns because you were building out of wood. Because it was a surface level relationship. It was based on what? Just interest. What can you do for me? So when we build relationships out of what can you do for me? Guess what? That ain't metal. That's wood. And a conflict comes when they don't do that thing that they can do for you. Guess what? It breaks. Right? So when we build relationships, we have to be aware of what we're building it out of, right? And from what place are we building it out of? If you're building it from sin, like if you're building a relationship you know you shouldn't have with a guy or girl, guess what? The source of that is lust. And lust is not metal. It is wood, hay, and stubble. Because your motive is wrong. Right? Motives are what we build things out of. You have a good motive, it's going to be a stronger thing. You have a wrong motive, you reap what you sow. Right? So if you're building relationships out of selfish ambition, like what they can, like that can break so easily because people are, it's so hot. Can we turn off the heater? I'm like sweating up here. Does this make sense though?
Yes?
I just want to make this really practical. Bridges take effort to build. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. What? You mean we don't just do it and like I have a relationship with someone? Like a bridge doesn't just plop on. You don't go to Walmart. I mean, they probably make pre-made bridges, but like not huge ones, okay? Not good ones. Like, you can't just, like, I'm going to buy a bridge and we're just going to put it there and we're good. Right? Building bridges take work and effort. Some take years, some take decades, some take whatever, right? So, if you're like, man, I don't have close relationships with people, it takes effort to build relationships. And oftentimes, you know, it's a two-way street. Okay? It is a two-way street. So I'm building a bridge, and the other person doesn't want to. Guess what? You're going to have a half-looking bridge. It's floating, and it's probably going to break, right? So if we want to have family, like, if we want to have family with one another, guys, it takes both people, like, bringing effort. Like, oh, like, checking in. Hey, how are you this week, right? If we're talking about we want to be a family that is surrounded by the presence of Jesus and that gathers around the presence of Jesus, we have to put effort into each other's lives, right? Hey, how was your week going? What can I pray for? Oh, I want to encourage you with this. That is you building a bridge. This is you taking a brick, not throwing it at them, but you taking a brick and building a bridge to them. Amen? That's how we build bridges, through actions and through words. Bridges are something, are made so something can cross over, right? It is so much easier to share things. Like, for instance, we have two nations, right? And the river separates them. The easiest way to transport something is by building a bridge so they can transport and share goods with one another, right? It's the same way. It is so much easier to share things with people when we have a relationship with them. Right? Because, like, you can share with strangers, but, like, you know, there's something special when family shares with one another. In a family, it's not like, okay, today's dinner is only for Johnny today, and tomorrow's dinner, like, no. When dinner's made, everybody's part of the dinner. Everybody shares. Why? Because there's a relationship in that. And when there's a church, like, I love what Lova was sharing with us, with their recent, like, what happened with their family, right? When someone cries, this is biblical. When someone cries, guess what? We share in their crying. When someone rejoices, we share in their rejoicing. Why? Because there's a bridge, there's a relationship there. Amen? See, if we as a body, we're a body of Christ, amen? So, guess what? Your kidneys are not going to work by themselves. They need something else. They need, I don't know, I'm not a nurse, so. But your kidneys need other organs in order to work. Right, Anya? Blood vessels. Your kidneys need blood. Your kidneys depend on other parts of your body as well. You can't just rip out your kidneys, oh, it's working, you know? Right? So, as a body, we depend on one another to function, right? You can have all the anointing you want. You can have all the, I have the greatest call of the Lord upon my life, la 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 la. You can have all of that, but guess what? You still need the church and you still need others in order to function in that to your fullest. Amen? You might have a musical talent. You might be like a worship leader. You know what? I'm just going to go solo. I don't need others. Like, no, that's the worst way to steward the gift that God has put on your life. Because we need each other. Do you realize that? I need you. You need me. That's how the body works. Amen? Next thing. So we talked about building bridges. Burning bridges. Burning bridges. What usually causes a burning of a bridge? Fights, sure. She said this to me and I was just like, what? Right? Burning bridges. What burning comes from? An explosion, right? What else? It can happen. This is what I want to illustrate, guys. An explosion is a big thing, and that can burn a bridge. But guess what? A match can burn a bridge too. A match can burn a bridge too. Why am I talking about a match? A match is a little thing of fire. It's a little incident that doesn't get dealt with your relationship with your brother or sister. Or friend. It's a little incident. What does that mean? She said something towards you, and you got offended, and guess what? You're like, oh, I have this little match. And guess what? You thinking about it, you're just adding wood. You not dealing with it, you're just adding wood. You not forgiving the person, you're just adding wood. And guess what? The fire grows and starts burning that bridge that you built with that person. It starts with little things. That's what I want to illustrate. Burning a bridge doesn't take a huge explosion or a flamethrower like we see right here. It can be with a little thing that's undealt with in our relationships with one another. Amen? So we need to be careful when we do get offended. Because guess what? When we do family, people will get offended. We will have conflicts. Someone's going to say something and you're like, are you joking me right now? Right? If we're in family, who never fought with their brother or sister? And if you're an only child, it doesn't count. Right? But guess what? You dealt with that, and guess what? It didn't burn the bridge. You're able to make it stronger. Amen. With that match, guess what? Matches are wood as well, right? Yeah. So a match on fire that's not dealt with is destructive. But a match that's not on fire, guess what? You can build with. Does that make sense? Okay. Building bridges happens when two things collide, right? When opinions that don't match collide. When opinions collide, it can cause like conflict, right? And it can burn a bridge. How are we able to put out the fire so it doesn't burn our bridges? Or our britches? What puts out fire? Water. Did you know water in the Bible represents the Word of God, right? So when we have the Word of God in us, it's able to put out fires. Why? Because the Word of God gives us revelation of who God is. So it says, hey, you can forgive others because you have been forgiven. And that word is putting out the fire. Does that make sense? So if you want to put out fires in your relationships, look in the word and what it says to do in those places. And it'll give you a revelation of how much God loved you, of how much he even died for you, even when you were a sinner, even when you were an enemy to him. And we're able to, see, we're talking, right now we're talking about loving our brother and sister, right? Building relationship. But Jesus goes farther and says, love your enemy. And to love your enemy, you got to really understand the love of God towards you. It's true, right? So burning bridges. Next one, building walls. That's a cute little brick wall. It's actually super hard to build, guys. Walls are sometimes hard to build, like to look that nice. But let's be honest, conflicts come up, right? Conflicts come up. Maybe it doesn't burn your bridge. Maybe you still have a bridge, but guess what? If you build a wall in that middle of the bridge, guess what? It hinders the access. It hinders the relationship. It hinders what can come in and what goes out. Right? Are you building walls? I hope not. What do walls do? They separate two locations. Walls separate. Right now we're in the sanctuary. A wall separates us, and that's the children's room. It separates us, right? When we have conflict, what happens? If we continue to build upon that conflict, it separates us. Does that make sense? What else do walls do? Walls do not give access to one another. You'll notice if you have a conflict with someone or you have like an issue, you're like, oh, I'm not talking to that person for now, you know? Yeah. Oh, why don't you hang out with this? Yeah, you know, like something happened and, you know, that's a wall. There's no more access. Huh? Okay. Guys, in the context of brother-sister relationship, building walls. Building walls is problems that are undealt with that we dwell on with others. Unforgiveness is a wall. Jealousy is a wall. Right? Strife is a wall. Gossip is a wall. Those are walls. They hinder access to one another. I'm not talking about like if this person's abusing you and you're toxic and you're like, dude, I don't want to hang out with you. I get that, you know? We still love that person, but there's wisdom, right? But I'm talking about when we're building walls intentionally through like, because we, who wants to have walls in this youth? Hopefully not just in this youth, but not anywhere either. Right? Walls prevent us from being aware what's on the other side, of what's on the other side. Is it true? Like, guess what? This wall, I can't see what's going on in the other room. So when we put up walls in between us, guess what? We're not aware of what the person's going through. I thought that was pretty good. Walls are also made of different materials. Agreed? Some materials are stronger than others. What are some walls? You can ask that yourself. Do you have some walls between people that you've built? The enemy. Okay. The enemy wants to put roadblocks between me and others. True? He wants to put roadblocks. Oh, wow, they love each other so much. Look at that clear road. I'm going to put a roadblock to try to keep that flow from going. Right? Those roadblocks represent so many. Roadblocks are usually sin, jealousy, competitiveness, all of that stuff, unforgiveness. I don't have to name it all. You guys know. When there's a wall, you know there's a wall. Nobody's like, oh, I don't see the wall. No, the wall's right there. We can act like there's nothing, but there's something, right? So, but guess what? These roadblocks that the enemy puts, Jesus' body broken for me breaks that roadblock. When I have that revelation that Jesus' body was broken for me, so I no longer had a wall in between me and Jesus. When I have that revelation, guess what? The walls in our relationship start to break. See, it's not about self-help. Like, everything has to come from the source of Jesus. Because those are the things that are eternal. Jesus' body broken for me gives me the grace to forgive because I'm forgiven. Right? 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. Jesus will never ask you to do something he did not do. We're supposed to lay our lives down for each other. That means, guess what? If you might do some things that you don't want for the sake of others. Cool? So we're going to go back. Building bridges, burning bridges, or building walls? You got it, Yola. Yeah. So I just want us to look at this real quick. And ask yourself, maybe you have some relationships. Are you building bridges? Are you building walls? Or are you burning bridges? See, God created us for a relationship. Did you know that? Adam and Eve. He created Adam and he walked with Adam. He wanted to have relationship with Adam. One of our purposes in life is to have relationship with God. But since he created us for relationship with him, he also created us for relationship with others. See, we build each other up by our words and actions. Or we tear each other down by our words or actions. Easy enough. Simply. Life and death are what? In the power of the tongue. You can speak to build a bridge or to build a wall. You can destroy with a lie or you can build up with the truth. You can destroy with hate and judgment or build with love and grace. One of the biggest tactics of the enemy is to divide, brothers and sisters. Guess what? Like, if we're not, it's hard to have a team, to have teamwork when we don't have unity with one another, when there's division. Like, imagine this, like, there's a soccer team that is unified in passing and everything because they trust each other and they depend on each other. And there's a soccer team that every homeboy wants to be like the next Lionel Messi. Some of you maybe don't know who that. He wants to be the next superstar. He wants to be the greatest of all time, the GOAT. Yeah, David. David's like, yeah, the GOAT. Right? Which team is going to win? The team that's divided and out for themselves, or the team that is unified? The team that's unified. Why? Because every person trying to do their own thing, they're going to get tired and they're going to get outwitted because the other team is unified. The same thing in the church. We're not in it for ourselves. We're in it for the kingdom of God, for everybody, for Jesus and Jesus and Jesus alone. Amen? So when we have that kind of mentality, like we're not in it for ourselves, guess what? We're able to achieve so much more. But guess what? When the enemy divides us and he's like, yeah, keep just do your own thing, do it in your strength. That's how the enemy, if you're tired, check if you're divided in your relationships. Because your relationships are supposed to encourage you, not tire you out, right? So if you're just trying to do your own thing and you're tired, check your relationships with others and your relationship with God. Amen? Okay. Knowing his love for you becomes a well. What's a well? You throw a bucket in a well and you get water, right? A well is a source, right? So when we have a well, when we have a source of love, that bridge gives us access to walk across that relationship, walk across a bridge and give them that bucket of love, right? That's how our relationship should look. Oh, that person looks kind of dry today. I'm going to water them with love. Does that make sense? I'm going to encourage them with the word. I know the girls are really good about this, but guys, we need this too, right? I know we're all tough and like, oh, like, I got this, bro. I encourage myself, you know? But we need encouragement too from one another, whether it be through action or through words. If we see a brother that's kind of dry or discouraged, hey, like, it's all good. Like, hey, I encourage you with this, you know, and you give an encouragement. That waters them because guess what? You're already encouraged by the Lord of that love he's placed in you. Amen? God gave us gifts too. Wow. Isn't that crazy? God gave us gifts to build each other up. He didn't give us gifts to show off. It's not like, yo, I got a Christmas present. This is what I got. Showing off. No, God gives us gifts so we can give to others. Gifts are for giving. He wants to partner with us to do it, right? Notice that, like, right after 1 Corinthians 12, which talks about the gifts, is 1 Corinthians 13, which talks about the way of love. Paul says, I will show you a more excellent way to use these gifts, and that is through love, through relationship. And love only comes from God. Does that make sense? So we need, God gives us, our relationship with God is a bridge for his gifts. He's able to, because he has all the gifts prepared for us. But when we build relationship with him, we're able to access those gifts because we understand what he wants to give us, right? He wants to give us all the gifts, guys. He wants to give us the gifts. He has it prepared already. Spiritual gifts are like the vehicle for God's love to manifest and build the kingdom. Amen? That story I shared of us getting stuck in Matthias's car, right? If you want to transport something over a bridge, you need a car, right? And a gift is like a car for God's love for somebody. Does that make sense? Okay. When we desire to love, we will see the Holy Spirit inviting us to partner with him because it is his desire to love. If we want the spiritual gifts, 1 Corinthians 14:26, So we, what then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for what? Building up. So when God gives you a revelation, guess what? It's not just for you. It's so you can build others as well. It's so you can expand the kingdom. When God gives you a song or a lesson or a word or a sermon or whatever it is so we can build each other up. Gifts are for building each other up. 1 Corinthians 14:12. So with yourselves, since you are eager for the manifestations of the Spirit, which are the gifts of the Spirit and other things, strive to excel in what? Building up the church. You're like, God, I want to be used by you. I want to be used by him by building each other up. Partner with him to encourage each other, to build relationship with each other. Amen? We're going to do an exercise. Is that cool? Not like physical. Don't worry. I'm not going to make you guys run. To love one another is the way we build each other up. Amen? In family, in this. I mean, I want us to be the most loving youth ever. The most loving young adults ever. Amen? Because if people can come for a show, or people can come for the presence of God. I want the presence of God. I don't really care for the show. Amen? We want to be around Jesus and his love. We want to be known for Jesus' love towards others. We want to be known for his name, not just. We don't want to be known for our name. We want to be known for his name. Amen? So the fruit of us growing in God's love is growing in our love for others. You growing in God's love results in you growing in love for others. So it's always a call back into the secret place. Spend time with God. Read your Bible. Realize how much he loves you because he wants to tell you how much he loves you. Amen? When you know his heart for you, you can reflect his heart for others. So it ends with this. We need to know Jesus more. That's all. Really, it is. That's the best way I can put it. The most practical way is to know Jesus more, because Jesus will show you everything that you need to do. Amen?